Now that summer's here, many New Englanders are heading to beaches and other swimming areas, but recreational swimming is a new idea to many refugee families in the region, and some view it as dangerous. Kathleen Masterson reports on one effort to teach children who are new to this country how to be safe and enjoy the water.
Head back, deep breath to do your treading water. Remember? Yes? Is it fast like this?
No.
No. Nice and slow.
That's Jess Lucas, the Youth and Families Coordinator at the Greater Burlington YMCA. She's teaching a class of eager 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. But unlike some kids their age, most of these students have never swum before, let alone seen a pool.
A lot of these kids, A, there's no access to a swimming pool, no access to swim lessons, and their exposure around water. A lot of my kids, like when I first started working with the Somali Bantu population, those students would say to me, we never went near the water because there were crocodiles.
Linda Siegel teaches in an ESL classroom. This year, all her students came to Vermont via the Refugee Resettlement Program.
So my students are from, they're Somali, they're Congolese, and they're Bhutanese.
5 years ago, the YMCA reached out to her school to offer a free 5-day water safety course. Siegel jumped on the opportunity. She says because her students didn't grow up around water and don't yet speak English, they're particularly vulnerable.
For the week before we come, I spend the week teaching them vocabulary. So deep end, deep water, shallow water, drown, blow bubbles, those kinds of vocabulary words.
Siegel says this gives them familiarity so they can understand the swim instruction.
They're very excited, but they're also really scared when they first arrive. And we often have this scene of the girls clinging to the railings at the stairway.
What was your name?
Sandra.
What was it like the first time? How did you feel climbing into the pool?
I was scared, and I was nervous.
Sandra shows no signs of being nervous now. She just arrived in Vermont this fall. Sandra was born in India, but then moved to a Bhutanese refugee camp in Nepal. Then she came to the U.S., but after only 5 classes and a little help from her teacher, she's already comfortable in the water.
And my teacher's holding my hand and practicing with me doing the floating back and swimming and doing scooping.
So does your family swim like back in Nepal or India?
No.
No?
They never touch a swimming pool.
In the pool, 2 of her classmates are wearing what's called a burkini. It's a swimsuit with a hijab that covers the entire body. YMCA's Doug Bishop says the organization purchased those swimsuits as part of a partnership with the University of Vermont Medical Center.
Some of the funds that they give us help ensure that we have bathing suits that are appropriate for some of the different religions that we serve through our New American populations, allowing the girls to have their head covered or full body covered, special swimsuits so that they can participate just like every other student in their class.
Today is the last water safety lesson of the 5-day course, and by their whooping enthusiasm, I'd assume they'd grown up in the water. The kids have learned how to float, how to tread water, and how to help a fellow student without putting themselves at risk. And some are even beginning to learn the breaststroke with a kid-centric technique.
Make the pizza. Thumbs down.
Instructor Jess Lucas has been working with Siegel's classroom for the past 5 years. And she says the outreach to new Americans is working. Lucas says she sees some students from refugee families again in summer camp groups, or others will get guest passes so they can come to the Y with their families.
It's an amazing program. It's my favorite week of the year. Exhausting, but my favorite.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.